It's Sunday night. It's 7 o'clock. John Andrews is safely tucked up in bed. It's safe to turn the radio back on. And let's face it, you've got nothing better to do. It's time for Chris and Dan.
I've changed from semi-skimmed milk to whole milk, which is lovely. Mm. I actually got more taste to it.
No.
Why?
Oh, the... Oh.
You don't... There's nothing in it. It doesn't look any different.
You get like the...
I just drink it straight out of the bottle.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, my God.
It's not like the olden days where the milkman leaves
you
the bottle.
You get like a bit... Oh, do you not get the milkman?
No.
Oh, my nan still gets the milkman. You get like a layer of cream around the rim.
Don't like that. No, it just comes from, you know, a large supermarket chain.
Maybe I should start drinking skimmed milk.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe. Apparently it doesn't taste very nice.
It tastes like water. Yeah. My mother drinks it.
But anyway, yeah, I've done that, so hopefully that's helped.
Cool.
How do you think you've done, Dan?
Well, I had pizza for dinner last night. I went to the cafe yesterday morning, and today all I've had is two slices of garlic bread with cheese and a mini Cornish pasty.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah. So that's crash dieting for you. Well, I also looked on the website. There's lots of websites that are going to support me. Now I'm taking it more seriously.
They are going to support you?
Yeah. They've got plans. Tesco's, for instance. I've got their own healthy eating. But they wanted my name and email address, and I was a bit embarrassed about dieting, so I didn't submit it.
You don't want to get, like, post with... Are you still looking to lose weight on it?
Yeah. When slightly people are out. You know, I'm not completely overweight.
Wow. No, not at all. But we're just trying to reach our optimum weight.
Okay. So, literally, 2 minutes ago, I jumped on them scales, and...
Last week, you were... Started about 5 or 6 months ago, I'm 13.9. Then, after much
I went
bouncing up and down...
I went 32 or something,
didn't I? Yeah. You're definitely below that. Last week, though, he was 13.10.
Yeah.
So, he being down. So, what was it this week?
13.8.
Which is very good.
And you know what? I'm going to a stag do go-karting next Saturday. It's not confirmed yet, but it's like in a pipeline, right? So, I'm thinking the more weight that I lose,
faster
the quicker I'll be.
Exactly.
So, I'm not going to eat this week.
Anyway, like a skeleton going around in a go-kart.
Yeah. And Chris, how do you think you've done with your full fat milk?
Well, just a moment ago, I weighed myself and I'm the heaviest I've ever been.
Really?
10 stone 9. So
Ooh. That's
gone up since I was only 10.5 last week.
Yeah.
And then I took my hat off because I'm wearing a hat just to make sure it wasn't the hat being the extra weight. But no, I was still 10.9.
Oh. Do you know what the difference is, I think, for me? I'm wearing shorts and last week I had jeans on.
Oh, maybe. Well, no, because, right, I tried this at home because I weighed myself. We hadn't done this for a few weeks, so I weighed myself at home
yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, and I didn't weigh very much, so I went and put some jeans on.
Yeah.
And I still weighed the same.
Oh.
So jeans don't weigh that much, don't they?
But, like, last week, I did it with my trainers on and off, and there was a difference.
Yeah, trainers probably weigh a bit more.
Oh.
The bulky trainers I wear. These type of trainers will weigh quite a bit. In fact, we can weigh them if you wish.
Okay. I don't think they're worth it on them scales, because they were... Oh, Chris is destroying the studio as we speak. Okay. He's wearing they're a very well known brand. Converse All Stars. They're quite famous. You might have a pair, in fact. Available in all sorts of colours.
One doesn't register.
Okay. Probably two don't, to be fair, mate.
No.
Okay, so there you go. Converse wear nothing. Weigh nothing even. Which seems like a good time for me to remind you of what's coming up after us this evening at 9 o'clock. Steve Chapman will be here to present the end of the weekend show, Chris.
Woo.
This week, Duran Duran will feature Artist of the Month. There'll be an acoustic turn from The Cure in this week's 3 Rs. Now, we saw Cure tribute acts and they were quite good. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. The break sounded like him. Only knew two of the songs.
Also, he'll be doing the Manic Street Preachers Go Under the Covers with Rihanna. Now, we have a Manic Street Preachers... song coming up. Maybe we should play it before 8 so that we don't clash too much with Steve. I'm assuming he's going to play their cover of Umbrella.
Don't give away.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Then after that, we've got a couple of tunes plucked at random from the show's theme tune Lucky Bag, which we've already done this evening as well. How bad are we? All of that, along with music, some goodies from Radio Wave Vaults, plus the soft end of Sunday as Steve winds down the clock until 11 p.m. So that's the end of the weekend show this evening with Steve Chapman, 9 till 11.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's get it out of the way now.
Manic Street Preachers, then. Which song is this? You Stole a Song from My Heart, of course. I picked it.
Yeah.
Okay, get in touch with us. We're on until 9 this evening. Chris, that was Jonah and the Whale.
Noah and the Whale, yes.
I know. I do keep calling him Jonah and the Whale. What's that about?
I think that's some kind of religious reference.
Yes, we used to sing that at school, Jonah and the Whale.
Did you? Would you like to give us a quick rendition?
No. I don't know the proper words. I know that it's dark. No, I'm not going to sing on air. I'll tell you off air. How about that? That'll be a treat.
Okay. Would you like to know a weird coincidence?
Yes, please.
Those both the last two songs had sun in the title. And ironically, it's one of the least sunny days of the summer. So we had You Stole the Sun from My Heart by the Manic Street Preachers. And then 5 years' time, in brackets, Sun, Sun, Sun by Noah and the Whale.
Can you do your whistle for us, please?
Oh, no, I didn't screw it. I got a note wrong.
Yeah.
I'm quite good at whistling.
Yes. I didn't like that very much.
That was inward whistling.
So was that.
That was inward and outward.
That's inward. Maybe I was a bit far away from the microphone for that.
Yeah.
Whistling doesn't really work on microphones.
No.
Right, we've got the news coming up in about 20 seconds. And then after that, more great music from Chris.
From me?
Yeah.
Chris, I'll get
Chris
my guitar.
Chris has been performing everything live this evening. You may not have realised, but he'll be back for some more jingles live in the studio. He doesn't know about it yet. After this on Radio A.
Hi, Sam the Weatherman here. Tonight's outlook is great music.
Only here on Radio Way. Good job.
Well done. We're actually amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome. Okay, right. See you on Thursday.
Right, yeah. Let me go and turn the recording off.
Bye.
Now, that wasn't us, just in case you're confused by any means. That's Chris and Mark, who present on a Thursday, 7 till 9. We are Chris and Dan, who present on a Sunday, 7 till 9.
The original.
Yes, and our show is called Download Show, not the Chris and Mark Show.
Hello? Is that what their show's called?
Yeah.
The Chris and Mark Show.
They, like us, they don't have a "the" in front of it.
What, Chris and Mark Show?
Yeah, it's just Chris and Mark Show. You know, like, we're not the Download Show, are we?
Yeah, don't know. I'll check the copyright and trademark that we filed, and patented.
It's like bands, Kaiser Chiefs. They're not the Kaiser Chiefs, are they?
Well, it's funny because some bands are and some bands aren't. For example, I'll go down my little list here.
The Ordinary Boys are the Ordinary Boys,
right? Stereophonics are just Stereophonics. They're not the Stereophonics. Right. Streets are the Streets. They're not. And so they have a "the".
What about Pigeon Detectives?
Hold on. The Frills are the Frills. They're not. You can tell I'm doing all S&T because that's where I am. Pigeon Detectives. Pigeon Detectives. They're "the". They've definitely got "the".
What about The Enemy? I think they are The Enemy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think.
I wonder if
you're defeating
course.
Your own point there.
Okay. Anyway. Right. I don't really know what to say. Is it flabbergasted? Can we add that to the dictionary? We haven't spoken about that for a while.
Flabbergasted is a nice word.
Yeah, let's add it.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what?
You could do it. You've got the computer.
Okay, I haven't checked it this week, the old Download Show. Let's have a look. So, Facebook update time.
You're just looking at me as if I should have a jingle saying, Facebook update.
We need to get one of those. Yes. Chris, you're unemployed. Have you been on the internet much this week?
Yes. I checked the Facebook group earlier today.
And I found this.
And I found that we've still got 57 members, which is good. It's better than it used to be. And why not join? If you're not already a member of the Facebook, not Facebook, of the Download Show, or Download Show on Facebook, then join. It's very simple. Obviously, it doesn't cost you a penny. We'll put information on there about how you can join in with stuff such as the Football League, when we do other competitions, how to get our podcast, etc. And also, I'm sorry that I haven't done the podcast from last week yet. I haven't had time. Or something.
Okay. We're not going to do back to school this week because I don't think Chris has got any progress for us.
I've got something to show you. It's not much. Not to show you, but to talk about. So, you know, I've been looking at going on a game show.
Yes, that was your challenge for the summer months while you're unemployed. Have you got music for us?
What do you? Oh,
No, you don't have to. It's fine.
It's fine. It's only a quick talk about thing.
Okay, go on then.
But just to show you what it sounds quite not easy, but you know, quite a quick thing to do. Oh no! Right. So this is the application form. So have you ever seen Golden Balls on ITV?
I've heard of it.
Right, so I had a quick look on their thing and got sent an application form via email once I emailed them. So you've got to fill in lots of information about yourself, blah, 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 blah. Work, email, marital status, nationality, occupation, how long have you been resident in the UK, how long have you applied for, appeared for another television availability, blah, blah. Right, and these are the main questions now. This is across 5 pages that you have to fill in.
Okay.
Question 1, why would you like to appear on Golden Balls? So the answer to that is because my mate told me to. Question 2.
You can't put that as an answer.
Well, I'll think of something better. How would you describe your personality? And I'm thinking, well, I've got to put something that they're going to like. Wacky or something I've got to put
that there. Wacky is a bad word.
Interesting.
No, that's terrible.
Monotone.
Let me write it for you.
Okay. That saves me 5 pages worth of filling in.
No, carry on.
What are your hobbies and interests?
You can fill that out.
Do you belong to any groups, clubs and organisations?
That was your other challenge.
What?
I forgot about that. That slipped through the net.
You forgot about your challenge you're meant to be doing.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
What was it?
You had like an option of 3 different things.
Yeah.
Right, so I can say yes to that because obviously I'm on the radio for a start. I know. Right, question 5. How good are your bluffing skills? And there's a big old example. Please give 3 examples of when you may have had to hide the truth, bluff or tell any white lies within the workplace, a current or previous partner, your family and friends, etc. Explain what happened. 3 examples.
That's all right. I've got a few you can use.
Please give us some examples if your bluff has ever been called and what did you do. How good are you at putting your point across? Do you tend to win arguments? Can you give examples? What was that thing we had a minute ago? I told Dan that a lot of bands begin with the. He didn't believe me, so I looked up the names of fans beginning with that. There we go, that's questions answered. Do you have a competitive streak? Please give examples.
Yes.
Are you a good judge of character? Why? Please give 2 examples. So, yeah, there's a lot to fill in on that. So
you should put, I don't do second best.
I don't accept it. What was that? You didn't watch The Apprentice?
No.
There was one bloke who was like, I don't use the L word. I'm like, what L word?
Loser.
It's like, oh, what a prat. That's blatantly why they put him on, because then you'd be an idiot.
Do you know what? We don't speak about it because we don't watch it, but as you know, Chris, I was away last week between Thursday and yesterday. Yes. I was meant to go Wednesday, but my car was being fixed, so I've got a new clutch now. That was very expensive. Anyway.
Exciting.
Yes. While I was away, my cousins, including little Mike, they watched Big Brother.
Yeah.
And have you seen any of it this year? It's just a freak show.
I saw, we were around one of our friend's house and he made me watch it. It was during when Euro, it's been going on so long, this is when Euro 2008 was on and I wanted to watch the football. However, it was turned over to watch Big Brother.
Bradders?
No, Luke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we had to watch that. And so, yeah, I've kind of seen who's in it. And is it still on? I can't believe it's still going. It's been going for months.
Well, I haven't seen any of it. Like, being completely genuine, I've not seen and I watched about 10 minutes of it and said, oh, I can't watch this, and I went off and had to have a shower and chill out on my own. I couldn't deal with it. It was so bad. But yes, we need to get little Mike back on because he was on holiday with me this week.
How is he?
He's good.
Good.
He's very competitive. There was a 5-a-side pitch and we were playing. You're not allowed onto the other person's half, but it's 1st to 10.
Right.
And he beat me, and then I beat him. And then it's so bad that I lost a 15-year-old anyway. But he's like, let's have one more game. And it's getting dark. And then it got to like 9-5 to him, and he put the ball in the tree, and we couldn't get it back. So therefore, I win by default because he couldn't finish the game.
Them's the rules. Whoever kicks it over the fence loses.
Yeah.
I'm quite bad. I was playing football with my 4-year-old nephew the other day, and I managed to kick his football over the fence. Sorry, you can't go back.
Were you with us the time we was at the park and it went in someone's garden and we were like, excuse me, can we have our ball please? It was like in someone's garden, he was there and he picked up his drill and just went straight into the ball, and we were like, why would you do that?
Some people are like that.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you consider doing that, think about the poor children. Somebody please think of the children.
Yes. Right, music this evening.
What song would you like? Or would you like to pick a number between 1 and 5? I've got 5 songs lined up.
I like number 3, please, it's in the middle.
Okay, here we go. Especially for you.
By Jason Donovan and Kylie Minogue.
She's a bit chilled. This is Rod. This is the one you picked.
Oh, yeah. Is this Tonight's the Night?
I like that sound.
If you could see his face now.
You're listening to The Download Show, Chris and Dan.
You're listening to The Download Show with Chris and Dan.
Download Show with Chris and Dan.
You're listening to The Download Show with Chris and Dan.
The Download Show.
Whenever I'm on my computer, I listen to The Download Show with Chris and Dan.
How about that hesitation? I thought the song was about to come back on. Anyway, as you probably tell by the music in the background, we're probably going to talk about football. So, Fantasy Football League, and obviously our team, AFC Wimbledon, had their first game of the season yesterday. And yep. It was Charity Shield today. Chris.
So yesterday, Wimbledon. Can you check how the Ryman scores? Because I don't have a clue. I don't start till next week. That's probably why I haven't heard any. Yeah, so Wimbledon played their first game in the Conference South yesterday, as you may know, me and Dan are Wimbledon fans. And funnily enough, they got drawn away on the first day to the team that's furthest away out of everyone, to our first international fixture, to South Wales, to go to Newport. And as miracles sometimes happen, Newport were pretty good last season, and then they've got a new manager this year, Dean Holdsworth. And
did he get a ribbon?
Yes. And Wimbledon managed to win somehow 4-1, which was came out of nowhere. We kind of went ahead in the first half, John Main scoring. Everyone thought, wow, we might get a draw out of this if we can hold on. And then second half, it was kind of all down to played really well, actually, passing it around and everything. But it's raining heavily all day, all afternoon.
I know Chris had been in the pub because he texted me about 2 o'clock saying, I've been drinking since 10, I'm in Wales, it's raining, do you want me to text you the score? And I was driving at the time, so obviously I read it just before I started driving, and I drove, and then by the time I'd got my phone to reply, he'd already sent me a message saying, we're winning 1-0, John Main has scored.
Well, not well done, but thanks to John Main for his hat trick. Nice hat-trick. Tony Finn even scored. I mean, so he actually had a shot. So there we go, 4-1. And nice. Ryman Premier gets going next week. So if you're a Staines fan, you can start following the... What's their nickname? The Staines Boys? Again? They're Staines Massive, I think they're called.
No, they're not.
That's the name of their fan club. Can you check the Woking score? See how Woking got on. So Woking,
they lost New Square 2-1. Premier.
Lost 2-1 first day of the season.
Yeah, I think, was it 2-1 or 3-1? I saw the scores, I was watching final score, and AFC Wimbledon pops up at the bottom now.
Yeah, and if you watch that other one on Sky, when we score it comes up now as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you get like score updates.
That's just a different league, isn't it?
It's amazing. So, Wimbledon take on Thurrock on Tuesday. All the other leagues get going next Saturday, Premiership and Ryman and that. I think Wimbledon playing at home to Bognor next Saturday, but I can't go, unfortunately. But
that's my
mum's
there
in
tough.
Spirit. it's a rivalry going on between Dan and his mum. But yeah. Who wins that one, I'm sure.
Cool.
Have you ever been to... You go down to your mum quite a lot.
I drive past the ground quite a lot, yeah.
Have you ever been to, like, watch them?
No. I don't go down there that much, to be fair.
Do you not?
I haven't been since April. End of April, beginning of May was the last time I went until... I was only there because I was visiting my cousins, and then I popped in to see my mum while I was there.
So maybe you can pop down to see your mum on the 3rd of January, which is when we play Bognor versus Wimbledon.
Yes.
The game everyone's waiting for. Any other football news for anyone?
Well, the Charity Shield today was won on penalties by Manchester United. You informed me earlier. I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, it was pretty poor. Man U missing Rooney and Ronaldo through injury. Portsmouth having a new pairing of Defoe and Crouch up front.
Did they play well together? I imagine they didn't get quite good.
Many touches. So it finished 0-0 and Portsmouth just missed loads of penalties.
Really?
Yeah, David James couldn't stop any. So 4-1 it was in a penalty shootout.
Okay. Well, more importantly than the Charity Shield, and maybe not more importantly than we want to, but the Download Show League.
Yes.
Still only has the same amount of members as last week at the moment. Mike texted me asking for the code, and I said to check the Radio website, but he said he couldn't find it.
Tell him to go to the... Oh, he's not on Facebook, is he?
No.
Well, the code's on the Facebook, so we can... Do you want to read it out? For anyone listening now, grab a pen and write the following code down when Dan is ready. Also, if you're listening to the podcast, you can always rewind this bit. So keep hold of the podcast, rewind it, and play this back. So, Dan, here are the instructions.
Okay. What you need to do is go to fantasy.premierleague.com. Obviously, if you've already created a team, just log in and click on your team and go to...
Was that fantasy.premierleague.com?
Yes. Then on the left of the page, you can click Leagues, and in there, you can click Join a League. When you click on that, it'll ask you for a digit number. A digit number, that's the same thing, a code, basically. Which I'm just about to find. Chris, where is... Oh, yeah, here we go. The number you'll need when you go there is 121-298-69451. So that's 121-298-69451. And then it will say, do you want to confirm you're a member of the Download Show League? And you say yes.
Good work. So join in. Sports Scene will be back at September time. So, and I'm glad I'm going to be part of that. So I'm sure I'll talk about it more now. But with the time, just after 8:30, we're going to quickly go over to a bit of local news. When we come back, we're going to have tracks still to come tonight from the likes of Turing Breaks. Maybe. I've got to veto it past Dan. Sweet and the Strokes.
Cool.
Who would you like to hear first after the news?
I'd like to hear the Strokes, and then I'd like to hear Truant Breaks. Is it Painkiller?
Yes.
Cool. Let's go for that after this.
Hi, I'm Matt, and you're listening to The Download Show.
I like that little bit at the end. That was the noise I was making before I put my headphones on, but I didn't do it very well.
You wouldn't. Okay, Chris, your sister has emailed in saying that she's standing in your house half naked.
Yeah, sorry to my sister. She sent that at like 8 o'clock, and we... Dan, forgot to check the emails, so...
We'd already done the weigh-in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll give you a call next week. And also, if you're still listening, sis, can I borrow Ratatouille on DVD? I know Johnny owns it, and I want to see it. Thank you.
I've only seen the first 5 minutes of that film.
Have you?
It looked very good. A little mouse got washed down a plug hole.
I don't want to know what happens.
He's probably a rat. That's why it's called Ratatouille.
Yes, I should think so. I went to see Wall-E earlier this week.
Is that good?
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, I really liked it anyway. I imagine if I was a kid, I'd love it more because it's the type of imagination thing. About a poor little robot.
Is it like Toy Story for us when we were younger?
Yeah, Toy Story is still brilliant. It's made by the same people, Pixar. And I love the Pixar films. And I decided this week that I'm such a nerd about the Pixar films that if I was to go on Mastermind, that would be my specialist subject. Pixar movies. Therefore, the only one I haven't seen is Ratatouille. So I need to borrow that and watch it, if that's all right. Thanks, Liz.
What was that? Is that you sucking up?
Yeah. It's a bit presumptive of me just to assume that they give it to me. Johnny's probably broken it anyway, knowing him.
You're not very confident in your family, though.
I am. I took my nephew to see Wall-E, and unfortunately, he doesn't really get the rules of the cinema, being 4 years old, and... decided to start singing before the film started, along with the adverts out loud. So, actually, I've got the song on here. So we're watching, there's an advert for Madagascar. Have you seen that or heard of it?
I've seen Madagascar, I think it's very good.
Yeah, so they're bringing out a second one. So they start playing this. Oh, hold on. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it. So he thinks I know this song. As a four-year-old, I even know the words. So he starts shouting out. Yeah. No, shh. He's like, no, it's all right, I know it. No. And then an advert for High School Musical came on. He's shouting out all the characters' names. Like, oh, no.
I haven't seen any of them.
Neither have I. Do you know what? The sad thing is, they started playing the advert, and like, I thought, it doesn't look that bad, this High School Musical 3.
I'll disown you as a friend.
No, but do you know what? If they did a good version of it, I'd probably go and see it. It's like their generation's version of Grease.
Okay, so I've got a friend who works at Fort Park, right? Yeah. She's obsessed with it. She's older than me. Only by a year, but even so.
But it's kind of that generation's thing, isn't it?
She's a year older than me, Chris.
Yeah. It's if you're a girl, it's all right. If it was a bloke, then it would be worrying. Dan's pretending. He's overcompensating. I've seen his hidden copies of High School Musical
1. I haven't seen High School Musical 1 or 2. And apparently, as you've just told me, there's a third one coming out.
There is. And it's the first one to be shown in the cinema.
Really?
Yes.
The others didn't go to the cinema. See, that's how bad they were.
No, because it's so good that they've had to. Well, not good. I haven't seen them, to be honest.
I did see a trailer for it. It's called popular. The Something Years.
Oh, I see. So a minute ago, apparently they're making a third one. Now you've seen a trailer for it.
It's called like the college thickens. Years. It's called like the college years or something like that. The sixth form years. I don't know. It's no Grange Hill, is it?
They didn't start singing in Grange Hill. No. I wish they did.
And Grease, to be honest, wasn't a bad film, was it?
I haven't seen the film. I've seen the musical.
I went with you.
No,
and
didn't.
And Kirsty. And
didn't. I didn't go and see it with you. You went. I remember you going.
Oh.
I went to see We Will Rock You with you. I went to see it with when I was about, for my 12th birthday or something like that, Shane Ritchie was the lead.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, anyway, should we play some music? What type of music would you like to hear?
Oh, I've missed my trailer. Chris.
I said you're in charge.
Oh, but you've been talking about High School Blooming Musical.
Should we play a song from High School Musical?
No.
I don't think I have any. No,
it,
I don't.
It goes...
We're flying.
You know the words, that's even worse. My little sister's got the High School Musical edition of SingStar.
I've got, yeah, my nephews have got it.
Oh, yeah, my nephews. Right, okay, we're going to play a trailer and then we'll play a song. We don't know what yet, but it'll be good after this. That's the Knack and My Sharona. We haven't played that for ages on this show.
No. And before that, The Sweet and Blockbuster on Radio Way.
Was I very... bad then, was I?
No, oh. I was just doing it in the... Howard... Who is it? Who's about...
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes here. You're listening to Radio Way. Yeah. Have we got them? Are they on there?
Somewhere. Would you like to find them?
Yeah, they're my favourite. There's the sports ones. They're easier to find if you go in the sports scene thing. Oh. Live from Wheatsheaf Park. It's Clive Stevens. And, So anyway, I'll tell you a story about why we're going to play the song that we are in a minute. It's not really a story, but more a fact. So I watched First Time in Ages. You know, you go into shops sometimes and having a sale on box sets of DVDs and such.
Oh, it wasn't on telly?
No.
Oh.
And I picked up, must have been over a year ago, they had for like £4 the set of Wayne's World 1 and 2 together. I winked it up because I thought, oh, I remember watching Wayne's World, I like that. And it's just been sitting on my shelf, still in the cellophane for last year. And then earlier this week I thought, let's watch that. And it was so much better than I thought it would be, than I remembered. So on Thursday I watched Wayne's World, and then on Friday I watched Wayne's World 2. And they're both really good.
Yeah.
And I'd say equal, if not better, than the Austin Powers ones he did.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched Austin Powers, The Spy Who Loved Me, the other day. And it is really good.
Mm.
I hadn't seen it for ages, and that's why it was so good. But the thing is, I remember I went with Matt, a friend of the show, to see that. And I remember actually crying at the cinema because of how funny I thought it was. And I sat there and I was laughing, but it wasn't the same.
It's Dan's type of humour, I think. It's fair to say.
Yeah, well.
It's Dan's type of film.
I can't find Howard Hughes. I found Chris Tarrant.
No, go to the...
He just says hi, can we just play it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, this is Chris Tarrant.
Hi, this is Chris Tarrant, you're listening to Hospital Radio Way.
Great. If you go to the top and go to the sports scene from the other section, we're talking a bit nerdy now. Yeah, so anyway, at the start of Wayne's World 1, they bang their heads to the following song. And if you don't know, then you obviously haven't seen the film or seen the clip of it.
Yes.
Any luck, Dan?
I'm on sports scene.
Yeah, any of those ones, they're all Howard, I think.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. live from, if there's live from the ground, then it's him doing them. Sorry, hold on, this suspense is killing me.
Live from Bracknell Town.
Oh no, that's
Nick
not
Nick Calvert.
I
live
want
from Kingstonian, Pat
Chris
Stobart.
Atkinson.
Oh, we could use that. I didn't realise they're Kingstonian. Live from Kingston.
Live from Kingstonian, Pat Stovall. Live from Moseley. Ben. Live from Stainstown. Live from Stainstown. Live from Walton.
Oh, it's not
Brian.
Howard Hughes.
Live
is it?
From Woking. Live and exclusive second half commentary from Alwyn's Lane. Saturday Sports Scene.
Who plays at
the
Alwyn's
story
Lane?
So far.
I don't
Saturday
know.
Sports Scene Roundup.
It's
Saturday Sports Scene with Pete Bray.
Saturday Sports Scene with Stuart Jones.
Saturday Sports Scene with Tim Mitchell.
And there's Clive doing his own. I feel really sorry for someone sitting
all
there.
The action
in the poor Alzheimer's ward saying
Brian Mott and Ben O'Connor.
I swear sorry. It was only Saturday yesterday.
Yeah. Steve is here. Hello, Steve.
He's on info. Do you know what? We've better played a song in a second, otherwise we're not going to be able to play a little
so
bit.
So just say goodbye as well.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next... No, in a fortnight's
2 weeks.
Time.
Yes, we're away next week. Chris at V and I am working in a town far away from here, so I can't make it, unfortunately. So the Download Show will return in 2 weeks for Chris and Dan.
Someone else will be here instead. But stay tuned for the always excellent... Steve from Nine. That was my impression of the man.
Okay. Right. Let's say goodbye.
Night.
Thanks for listening to The Download Show.